Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610, Sean Pendergast and Rich Lord with you. They got started over at NRG Stadium today, Rich. I don't know that they necessarily did anything that strenuous.
I doubt it.
I think they were probably, probably just taking attendance.
Yes.
Getting in the weight room.
And it's voluntary. We should mention
getting
that.
Getting after it. It is voluntary. I would, you know, I would only recommend guys going if they're under contract. And so that means that Jadeveon Clowney is not going to be in the building.
Yep.
He has not signed his franchise tender.
No. And has until July 15th to do so.
Did you see the report this weekend that, I think we had seen it before. It was a Pro Football Talk article that kind of sourced stuff from Aaron Wilson in the Chronicle, mm-hmm. saying that the two sides are pretty far apart.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to see where this Clowney thing goes. Jonathan Joseph was on In the Loop earlier today, and Landry and John asked him about players' contract situation, specifically Jadeveon Clowney, and how players deal with other players' contractual situations.
You stay out of other people's business, first and foremost. You know, that's one thing you really don't want to talk about in professional sports, other guys, what they're making, other guys' contracts and other guys' situations, you know, because everybody's different. Everything is handled different. You know, if you just look around the history of the league, most franchise tags play itself out like this. You know, the guy kind of stays away, then things kind of get worked out. The guy show up for training camp, and you go play ball, and that's the end of it. So, you know, every year, you know, it's somebody around the league just kind of comes up from, and, you know, it's always a story because the guy's not here with the team and things like that. But that's just part of the business. He's no different than any other player on other teams.
Look, at the end of the day, there'll probably be more made of this than needs to be made of it.
Probably, yes.
Clowney's been in this defense for 5 years now, so it's not like Clowney is missing anything from a classroom standpoint that's going to impact his ability to be effective on the field this year. My guess is wherever he is, he's getting and staying in football shape. When it comes to this worker bee stuff with Clowney, Rich, it doesn't seem to fall into the category of the dude is irresponsible, like he comes in out of shape.
Yeah.
He may just not be the bookish first one in, last one to leave that Bill O'Brien seems to value very, very much. We're all speculating when it comes to this stuff. The stuff that we hear from people who are over in the building over there, Cecil Shorts was a teammate of his for a while. He comes on with us every Wednesday. Says Clowney loves football. He loves being there. He's maybe a little bit immature his first couple of years.
Yeah.
But there aren't issues with the way in which there are no issues with what Clowney ultimately makes himself when the preseason and the regular season roll around.
Well, we saw DeMarcus Lawrence's deal was for $65 million guaranteed.
Right.
And there's signing bonus, there's length of deal, there's average annual, but that's the number that's going to determine whether a player is interested in your offer or not.
The guaranteed money, right?
Yeah, and I think we all agreed when Cecil was in here that $65 million probably doesn't get Clowney or Bus Cook's attention in terms of willingness to do a deal. But that somewhere between 70 and 75, in that ballpark from 70 to 75, probably would. Again, we keep going back to the Donald and Mac deals that guarantee between 85 and 90 million, respectively. That sounds like a reasonable number. If I were Brian Gain, I would be very interested in 75 million as a guarantee to Jadeveon Clowney. The question is, would he quote unquote settle for that, knowing that there are far larger guarantees out there?
Look, Brian Gain has been the general manager now for a little over a year, so he's had one off. He's had two free agency periods and one draft, and he's done some things that have put a stamp on the organization. You know, the drafting of Justin Reed, I'd say, was a pretty good one. The rest of that in general, the 2018 draft, I think, given that he didn't have a first or second round pick, has the makings of a pretty good draft. It's early still, but I would say drafting Justin Reed is a move. Free agency has been less kind to him. I think people are a little upset that he didn't do more in free agency this year. I think people are upset that his big ticket signing last year was Aaron Colvin, who was a healthy scratch, or at least a mostly healthy scratch, for the playoff game last year. So that hasn't been really, really good. This upcoming draft that's coming up in, you know, basically 10 days from now is going to be a big deal for Brian Gain going and getting that left tackle. But Rich, I would dare to say that this handling of Clowney is the first real stamp or message that Brian Gain has had that says it's the Brian Gaines show now. And what I mean by that is Clowney, players like Clowney, going all the way back to Dwayne Brown, drafted in 2008, players like Clowney, foundational pieces, former first-round picks, multiple-time Pro Bowlers, that's the type of player that for years when Rick Smith was the general manager, this team went out of their way to make sure that they had locked up before they hit free agency. Dwayne Brown, Brian Cushing, Kareem hit free agency but eventually re-signed here. J.J. Watt with 2 years left on his deal. Whitney Mercilus, DeAndre Hopkins. I just rattled off all the first-round picks from 08 to 2013. Clowney was the first overall pick in 2014. It's Brian Gain who's been handling the Jadeveon Clowney negotiations, not a former general manager. And so maybe this is how Brian Gain is going to do things. Maybe he's so value-based that he doesn't care about Jadeveon Clowney's emotions. He doesn't worry that Jadeveon Clowney is going to somehow, that his play on the field is going to somehow reflect some degree of unprofessionalness but that he will be unprofessional because he's on the franchise tag. He looks at it and says, right now to us, it's better business to be in the $15.9 million one-year business with Clowney than it is to cave on a deal that we think is too much for him.
Which has a large element of speculation to it, the opinion you just said he may hold. Because obviously, if Clowney plays under the franchise tag for a little under $16 million and wrecks shop in 2019, then the bill's going to come due next offseason. And you didn't necessarily make the best decision, perhaps. You know, if right now, let's just say hypothetically, they can get Clowney for a deal that guarantees him $75 million. And like I said, wreck shop. I'm talking like career year, not just another Pro Bowl, but a double-digit sack season, maybe even in the conversation, at least for Defensive Player of the Year. Under that scenario, then we're back to $85 million guaranteed. Then we're back into that McDonald's neighborhood. And he may be rightly so demanding that kind of money. And then the Texans always have the option of a second franchise tag in a situation like that, which would be somewhere around $20, $21 million. I wonder, you know, average Texan fan, would you rather see this tag game continue for 1 or maybe 2 years? Or would you rather have the security of J.D. Clowney locked up for what could wind up being 2 or 3 years down the road? A pretty good deal for the Texans.
It's obviously a chance they're willing to take, Rich.
You're right, absolutely.
The variable that you're talking about, the only variable that can now be injected into this thing, if both sides are dug in on what they think Jadeveon Clowney's worth, the only variable left in this thing is what kind of 2019 season does he have? And if Clowney can move the needle enough to where the Texans are willing to get to a number that both sides agree on, the only thing that's going to be able to affect that is Clowney going out and, like you said, wrecking shop in 2019. I just have a feeling if he wrecks shop in 2019, yeah, they'll be willing to come to a number, but then Clowney's number is going to go. I just don't feel like these sides are ever going to be in sync on what Clowney's worth.
I think we're headed to two tags.
I do too.
I really do. I think that's the most likely outcome of this whole situation, that 2 years in a row he's tagged. I don't think he'll have the will to sit out this year. Next year, obviously, there's even more money on the line, but I do wonder if a second year under the tag might be viewed as untenable for J.D. Clowney.
I doubt it, and I'll quote DeMarcus Lawrence, and I don't want to apply Lawrence's mindset to Clowney's, but I'm making a broader point with this. Lawrence said after he signed the deal that I was never going to sit out and forfeit $20 million.
Right.
This Le'Veon Bell thing that happened this past season where he sat out, people are making way too much
of
this.
Oh, it's a total outlier. There's no doubt.
Like, there's any small percentage chance that these guys are going to start missing game checks. And I know we had a guy here miss game checks with Dwayne Brown. That dude already had millions and millions and millions of dollars in the bank. And I think Dwayne Brown, like, legitimately didn't want to be here anymore. Like, he wanted to force his way out. My guess is Clowney wants to be here certainly more than Dwayne Brown did when he held out. There is zero chance that anybody involved in this thing is pulling a Le'Veon Bell.
And it's certainly possible because we're talking now 5 years in the league. First couple, somewhat injury plagued, but we're talking now a five-year veteran. It's certainly possible that what we've seen from Clowney is the best that J.D. Clowney is going to put on tape and going to put on film and not going to have that ascendant season that we're referencing where it's a breakthrough and suddenly he's considered among the really elite of the elite. He's a very, very good, very, very productive player. He's just not a star. Well, that's not selling him short. He is a star player. he's not in the same at. I don't know. He's not on the same level as the best of the best, or at least is not considered
close.
To be. He's pretty close.
His peers think he's close too. All those player, you know, polls right.
No,
and things
I agree.
Like that.
But don't you agree that it's going to take a season of him being better than we've seen to this point for him to get the money he's looking for?
Obviously. Otherwise, there'd be a deal done already.
And I don't know if he's got that in him or not.
I don't know if he does, but Rich, I would say this. The Texans are very fortunate that the system allows them to handle this the way they are with the franchise tag, because if there were no franchise tag, Clowney would be a free agent right now. And then we would get the real truth as to how the Texans truly feel about Jadeveon Clowney,
right?
Because there would be bidders involved. And I get it. The teams can sign Clowney to an offer sheet if they want to give up two first-rounders and give him big second contract money. He's not a quarterback, so nobody's going to do that. And he's not Khalil Mack, so nobody's going to do that. That's essentially what the Bears did. They traded two first-rounders to get Khalil Mack. So the Texans have the benefit of the system right now that doesn't really allow for the market to dictate what Clowney is all about. So the Texans can take whatever criteria they want in evaluating him and justify it as a reason to not give him the money that he wants. And the reason I say that is, you brought up the totality of his career. The fact of the matter is that if Jadeveon Clowney were on the market, just on the market as a free agent, and all 32 teams had a shot to get him, nobody would be counting 2014 and 2015 into their calculus.
That's right. Yeah, for
of
sure.
Clowney. They would be looking at what he was in 16, 17, and 18, and he would become a player who's paid in that same neighborhood as Mack and Donald. I truly believe that, because
that's what competition, that's
the result. So it happened with Mario Williams.
Right, that's the result of competition. Certainly that doesn't exist right now for Clowney, no question.
Because of the franchise tag. So, the Texans side, and the Texans don't speak openly about how they're evaluating Clowney. We only hear these little smoke signals about worker be this and worker be that and medical this and medical that, whatever. The fact of the matter is, if this were adjudicated like an arbitration case or in a court of law, you know, or Clowney was put up on eBay like something that all the league had a chance to go get, the stuff that gets mixed into this conversation, half of it would be irrelevant. That he had injuries when he was a rookie, and that he... you know, that he had maturity issues his first 2 years in the league. By and large, there would be a bunch of teams that wouldn't give a rat's ass about any of that stuff, because the guy's a great player. At least, at the very least, a very good player.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.